Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Impeachment round two begins. The president speaks with supporters at the southern border. Three Congress members test positive for COVID following the Capitol attack. Senator Schumer wants rioters added to the no-fly list. Ratings crash for Jimmy Fallon's late-night show. Also ahead, canceling dissent in America. But first, more than 200 members of Congress co-sponsoring legislation to impeach Donald Trump. Again, the House will vote today, making Mr. Trump the first person in American history to be impeached twice during his time in office. Republican senators mostly quiet on whether they will vote to convict, but they will not. Takes two-thirds in the Senate to convict a president. Mr. Trump visiting the border wall in Alamo, Texas, down on the Rio Grande River. Nearly 500 miles of new barriers were erected during his term. In Texas, Mr. Trump labeling his January 6th rally that ended with rioters storming the Capitol totally appropriate, while claiming the latest impeachment push is doing nothing but generating, quote, tremendous anger. Three congresspeople are positive for COVID after huddling with politicians and police during the Capitol riot. Hundreds of protesters, as you know, sieged the building last Wednesday, most not wearing masks. Democrats now urging Congress to fine legislators who refuse to wear face coverings in the chamber. Soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called on the FBI to add all convicted D.C. rioters to the federal no-fly list. At least 100 people have been arrested in connection with the assault on the Capitol. Said Senator Schumer, quote, these individuals are a threat to the homeland. They should not be allowed on an airplane. Comedian Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show drew the lowest ratings in the program's history on Monday. Just 940,000 people tuned in. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel were each watched by about 2 million Americans. At his height, Johnny Carson was viewed by 10 to 15 million people every night. Late night TV, done. R.I.P. In a moment, canceling dissent. American style. Right back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. One of the most dangerous parts of the current political climate in America is the attack on legitimate dissent. Millions of Americans believe the election in November was flawed. And just for thinking that, you could get hurt. For example, Senator Ted Cruz is being threatened. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, wants Cruz and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri expelled from the Senate. For what? Well, criticizing the election. It's dissent. Now, you can't use dissent to incite treachery. But if you are just speaking your mind, as Cruz and Hawley did, and now you're threatened with expulsion, that is not what this country was founded upon. As you may know, Senator Hawley's book was canceled by publishing company Simon & Schuster. Hawley says he may sue. Hundreds of Republican Congress members are learning that major corporations will no longer give money to them because they supported the electoral challenge. And those companies include Amazon, General Electric, Dow Jones, AT&T, Verizon, American Express, Cisco, Best Buy, MasterCard, and many more. So, politicians, again, are being threatened, this time by corporations, if they practice dissent. Media people have been threatened with firing. President Trump, now banned from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Apple, Google, Snapchat, and other social media platforms. The New York Bar Association considering expelling Rudy Giuliani because of his role in filing election fraud lawsuits. Now you can't file a lawsuit? Twitter has purged more than 10,000 users from its network for posts related to the Capitol riot. Again, if you are advocating violence, Twitter is correct. But if you're giving an opinion that is not spurring violence, you're entitled to do that. Parler was banned by Apple and Google, as you know, and had its entire website removed from the net because it failed to monitor content. Now here, there might be a legitimate beef. We'll have to see how it plays out. Even in your own neighborhood, I bet you know people who support canceling you if you disagree with them. I tell all Americans that this has got to stop. This is now in a danger zone for freedom of expression. It doesn't matter what side you're on. All Americans should come together and say, enough. We will protect legitimate freedom of speech. We will condemn and indeed cancel any calls for violence. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Without question, America's most popular rodent is Mickey Mouse. Debuting in a comic strip, 1928, Mickey Mouse has starred in 130 films, been nominated for 10 Academy Awards. He is considered the most iconic character in the world. Mickey Mouse also made a big impact on television, revolutionizing children's programming with the Mickey Mouse Club. I was a member. Lasting four seasons between 1955 and 59, the original Mickey Mouse Club was a variety show starring real children, or Mouseketeers, as they were called. By the time the series ended, almost 400 episodes were produced. Walt Disney himself used the show's earnings to finish construction on a theme park. You may have heard of it, Disneyland in Anaheim, California. Many of the Mouseketeers went on to have successful showbiz careers. Annette Funicello was the only Mouseketeer selected by Disney himself. She had a series of pop singles with a film career to boot. She was in the Beach Party movies, remember them? With Frankie Avalon. I will tell you, neither Frankie or Annette could surf. Johnny Crawford achieved teen idol status, appearing in the Billboard Top 40 with a recurring role in a TV show called The Rifleman. Remember that show? Well, if you remember My Three Sons, then you know the original Mouseketeer, Don Grady. He played Robbie on The Sons show. Here's something else you might not know. There have been three revivals of the Mickey Mouse Club, including the all-new Mickey Mouse Club in the 1990s. If you didn't recognize Annette, Johnny, and Don, maybe these former Mouseketeers will sound familiar. 10-time Grammy winner Justin Timberlake was a Mouseketeer. Way to go, Justin. Same with pop stars Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. They've sold 225 million albums after they left the Mouse Pack. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.